This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
When I lost my way, when I'm on my knees, when I'm coming down, you're my dopamine. When there's no way, when I don't believe, when I'm coming down, you're my dopamine.
Yeah, man, I've been around the rock a couple times, read the details in between a bunch of lines. The devil, but fuck it, tonight the moon is full, and I'm out with my wolves, we all dressed in wool. Slow motion through this giant masquerade ball, everybody got their mask on and face off.
Warren Jacker, Joy 94.9 would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the sovereign peoples of the past, present and future generations of the Kulin Nations, on whose unceded land we work, live and broadcast from. We would also like to acknowledge all our brother boys and sister girls of the LGBTI communities.
Yes, welcome. You're on Urban Dreaming. This is Sarami on the mic and...
Miscellaneous, how are we, everyone? I've been missing in action the last couple of weeks, haven't I, Sarami?
Yes, you have indeed. So just so you know, guys, this is actually Miscellaneous' last evening with us, unfortunately.
For a while. I'm going overseas, and I saw that you put on Facebook that I was going to find a husband. Yeah. Maybe a Spanish or a European husband. Yeah, I wouldn't mind, actually. Yeah, Eduardo.
I'm just thinking, this girl, she's going to be travelling. Apparently, you're going over to a few places. Let us know.
Yeah, going to Taiwan, and then I'm going to Toronto to the Wasagacek Festival and performing at the Two Spirited Festival over there, which is a huge honour. Also going to Montreal and New York. So New York's pleasure. The rest is work, if you can believe it.
Jealous.
How have you been? What's been happening with you?
Oh, man, I'm still recovering from my fucking injury, aren't I? So,
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You went leg up. Something.
No, I've got an ACL injury. For those that don't know, I had a good friend of mine who was probably no longer a good friend of mine. He jumped on my back.
Wow.
And snapped my ACL. Some good times ahead.
Mix. Oh, well, here you are. At least you can sit on the seat and still talk and bring us your...
That's right. I hopped all the way, got some parking on the spot, and hopped to learn,
my
darling.
On your dot or your spot? Oh, my God. So I'm so excited for tonight.
Yeah, you know why? Because tonight we have a very special guest, our brother boy, who's very close to my heart. Ah, who you reckon? Yes, Mr. Dan Sultan. And for those who don't know him, he's actually an Aboriginal singer-songwriter whose highly anticipated fourth LP is due to release in 2017. And we'll be hitting the road once again in November for his biggest tour yet of the Magnetic Tour. How exciting.
Yes.
And now he's going to places such as Fremantle, Adelaide, Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah, but just doing the five spots this time around. But we'll get to more places next year.
Just five spots, you know.
Only five spots.
You need to make sure
you do go up to Darwin though. But we should introduce him, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
Mr. Dan Sultan.
Yay! Oh, round of applause.
Round
if we had the round of applause in a little.
I know. If we're more organised, we would have had a round of applause for you. Sorry, use your imagination.
That's fine. It's good to be here.
Thanks, Dan. No, it is pretty late, and we know you've had a big day. This fella's been doing interviews after interviews, and, you know, because it does get busy during tour time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Look, it'll get busier when the album comes out than the single. We don't want to just sort of go too full on with it. But there's been a few things on lately, just interviews and stuff like that. But it's fine. I mean, I just got to sit around and talk about myself for, you know.
It must get hard, though. It must get hard to do it all day.
If I have an early night the night before, then it's obviously everything's a lot easier.
Yeah, you know, yes, what I mean? Exactly. I hear you. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, and the same old questions don't, you know, they don't irritate me as much. you know. So it's fine. It's fine. It's good to be doing it. It's kind of, the song's having a really good response. And,
oh, look, it's...
It's feeling good.
Yeah, I had a listen today, actually, and it's actually... I think we're going to have a listen soon, but it is, you know, I've always been such a big fan of your tone and your music, and I think this particularly, this album I'm really excited about because, particularly with this song, I think that it's really... I don't know, it's blending all of the things that you've done in your previous albums and bringing extra stuff as well. And I think it's a really great album and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
For you, the film clip we just spoke about, if you haven't seen it, please make sure you check out the film clip as well.
Honestly, when we first saw it.
Took 2 months to make.
Yeah, incredible.
Not that I had to do anything.
No, I know, yeah.
I had two photo shoots for it and they went for about an hour each.
And that was it.
And the rest, because it's all people who haven't seen it or people who are wanting to check it out. It's all stop animation, so it's all individual photographs. Yeah. So it's, I think it's over 3,000 or pushing 4,000 different individual photographs, which obviously takes a very long time and a lot of effort and a lot of care and passion. If it was up to me, it wouldn't have got done.
Yeah. But I do love particularly the film clip that you also made with Bangara, Under Your Skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
which
right.
I
bet he loved that too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it did, yes. But, you know, they're not hard on the eye, those Bangara dancers, are they?
No.
And Stephen Page directed that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
And so that was another great film clip that you've made. So you've got a great history of that.
Well, I'd wanted to work with them, obviously. You know, me and Suri have worked with them in the past on Brand New Day, and that's how we actually met.
Yeah.
Wondering that, actually, how you were, and it was from Brand New Day.
I've worked it out. We've actually known each other for about 18 years.
But neither of us got the part. We were both given different parts.
We're too old.
Too old, yeah.
What part was that?
That was playing the lead.
The lead?
Oh. Yeah.
Too old.
But I was going to say Rocky,
really,
but it's not Rocky.
There, and I'd wanted to work with them.
Come on now, what's the lead role in?
Yeah, no, terrible.
Rocky McKenzie. I can't remember
his actual
character.
Willie.
And I really want to play the song, guys. So can you let me just play the song?
All right.
No, it's Bloody Deadly, and I'm just really excited.
Play
and
it twice,
for those who have never played it before, or never heard it, sorry, it's about to be played right now. And it's actually got a bit of a new direction with his music, but a slight pop
influence.
Oh, yeah, I
was going to say, I'll speak about it a bit more after this. But there's different instrumentation, like you mentioned. I've taken a lot of what I've done in the past, but never really wanted to... Anyway, you have a listen, but I never want to make the same record twice.
Hey, just listen.
All right.
This isn't it for me. It fools me. lucky.
Joy.
Yes, you're on Urban Dreaming. The time is now 11:10, and this is Sarami on the mic.
And Miscellaneous.
And our special guest, Dan Sultan.
Hey.
We just heard the song then, Magnetic. It's his new song for his Magnetic Tour, the first, not the first, but first of many big singles. And, yeah, Bloody Deadly.
Thank you. Thanks, bro. Yeah, it's, I sort of mentioned before we played the song, there's some different stuff going on in there from what I've done in the past, and I guess I've just got a really short attention span more than anything. Look, I've got mates that are in bands, and you know they're great writers, and you know they stick to it, their formula, and they nail it, and they're just incredible, you know.
Yeah.
And far be it for me to say that that's not the right way to go about it, or that my way is a better way, or the correct way, because everyone's so different. It's such a personal thing, being a writer and being a songwriter, you know, and being a creative person. So, but for me personally, that's the way I got to do it. Like, my album before this was called Blackbird, and that was pretty much a flat-out rock and roll album, which was great fun, and, you know, I had a really good time doing that. But, yeah, I just didn't want to... I knew I could make another record similar to Blackbird, and, you know, that received quite a bit of success, and, you know, all the rest of it, but I guess I want to just scare myself a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think being creative,
challenge yourself.
That's right. If you're not challenging yourself, if you're not sort of a little bit scared, then you know.
Anyway. Did you always want to be like a singer songwriter? Was that all? Is that?
Yeah.
You always, because you started quite young, didn't you? You wrote your first song when you were quite young?
Yeah, well, I always played as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, always.
And did that come from your family, like your family as well? Was your family, your parents, big musicians or...?
No, not particularly. My mum was a singer, but she never really sang, you know, that often. But she, you know, so... And my brother can sing and... I mean, they can't sing as well as I can.
They don't have lots of albums like you do.
And your father works as a lawyer, didn't he?
Yeah, dad's a lawyer. Aboriginal Legal Service and Legal Aid and helping people that can't help themselves. And that's pretty much the family business. Like, my mother she's always worked for organisations like that. She's at the Brotherhood of St Lawrence. My brother's in community health and just helping people out.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, I'm a musician, but I try to help out when I can and use, you know.
Yeah.
That track before, because I listened to it the other day and I was really... having a really good listen to your lyrics, and I can truly like connect to those lyrics that you spoke about, because I think in general, like, we all go through our own personal journeys and our own trials and tribulations. But in that song, exactly, because the lyrics that you said, which I've got to re-quote here, it says, "I keep trying to make a change, but I can't be nobody else. I get better at believing that I'm going to help myself. I keep holding on. And I want to know exactly, what are you trying to hold on to? What is it that you're actually...
Oh, anything.
Besides your budu.
Anything. Someone else's budu. No, it's just about being better to myself. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I've gone through quite a lot of stuff, like, which I don't have to go into, a lot of personal things with partying and, like, you know, a lot of that stuff. And I think it's sort of a big part of the lifestyle and the industry to some degree, the industry that I'm in. And just, yeah, and I've had to, that's something that I've just really got to focus on and you know, pay attention to. I can still have a good time, and I'm glad it's gotten to the point where I don't have to just go flat out abstinence. You know what I mean? But it's something that I really have to pay attention to, and it's something I have to be pretty full on about. You know, because I couldn't just do it for a weekend or something. You know, a while ago, and I couldn't just, you know, and it just turned into craziness, you know. I never got arrested or anything like that. I'm not a violent person or anything like that. I might tell someone to fuck off sometimes, you know what I mean, but that's about as bad as it gets, you know what I mean, when it does get bad, which is very rare. But what I'll do is you know, and it's just, you know, think about my health. There's lines in there about my wealth and my health, and it's like, where did all my money go, and where did, you know, I feel like shit. And so it's just about being better to myself, basically. And it's the song's about excess, but everything, it's about excess in, you know, partying, about excess in, you know, everything, you know? And good things as well, not necessarily bad things, you know, things that start out good and then they turn bad, or things that start out bad and then you've got to work through it and it becomes a positive, you know.
Well, these extreme highs and lows is what I guess every artist has to go through in order to get, you know, to do what they do.
I think it's pretty common. Yeah. I don't know whether I have to go through it, you know what I mean, or whether I just do it. Or,
well, the expectations of the music industry, it's so big as well. Like, it's always bigger and better, to the next one, to the next CD, single. You know, how do you cope with that? Isn't there, there's a lot of pressure with that too, isn't there?
Oh, I like it. Again, it's a bit scary, and, you know, and the idea is to evolve, you know. And as soon as you finish making a record, it feels like practice for the next one.
Yeah.
It's never about this. It's always about the next one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this single's out now, and I'm really proud of it, and it's being received really well and so far. And the film clip looks, you know, film clip's pretty wild, and it's all good. But I'm thinking about the next single, and then eventually the album, and then the next tour. And, you know, I'd like to play. I mentioned before we went on air that, you know, I haven't released anything anywhere else other than Australia. I'd like to release
so excited about that
in other places, which, you know, hopefully I'm going to get to be able to do. But it's just about moving up and getting moving forward and
refining your craft, and, you know, who you are as an artist. And, you know, I definitely feel that you releasing your music overseas, and I think, as we mentioned, particularly in Canada, I think you're going to be you're going to be a huge star there, and I think.
Oh well, you never know. Look, that's not the reason that we do it.
Yeah, but as we mentioned as well, the Canadian Aboriginal mob. There's such a, you know, there's such a parallel with us mob here, you know, I definitely think the times that I've been over there, you know,
you would have found that a lot.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah. Like going over there and, you know, going to their reservations, which are like our, you know, missions, you know, and the kind of communities, and, you know, absolutely dealing with the same issues of, you know, alcoholism and the genocide. And, you know, I was hanging out with a few of them, and, you know, they have the same relationship with the police, and it was so interesting for them to kind of, you know, go. They would just stop them for no reason, and, you know, ask them questions, and I was like, this is so fascinating that it's an exact same parallel, you know. And such beautiful people as well. And as I mentioned, going to that Two Spirited Festival, you know, like they're very comfortable with that side
of things. Well, it's great you mentioned that, because I think with any artist in general, we always try to do something. Like we don't realize, but we're on a mission. And there's certain things that we say or do in order for someone to get perspective. And I always see that in Dan, like whenever he performs music, whether it's something of a love song or whether it's something that's culturally strong and significant, it's always got purpose, and that's what I love about your music.
Love song or a glove song?
Yeah. That's what he's holding on to. You know? But in general, like, I think glove that's music. Something that's, you know, you don't intend to, you know, like you said, you're not in it for the fame, and maybe deep down you are, but the point
I enjoy it, and you know me very well. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm an exhibitionist, and I enjoy performing, and I enjoy showing off, you know what I mean?
I think we all do, because we know we're good at what we do.
Oh, you know, I'm very shy.
Yeah. Oh, please.
I can tell. Sorry, I can trust that.
Thank you.
Cross
my legs.
Please close them. We really need them closed right now. But what I'm thinking is, in regards to Dan being successful, it's always been in your heart. I know that in your Leon, it's been always been strong. And I think, you know, it's a part of your journey, and this is where you're leading towards. And your music has always been fascinating to hear.
Well, look, it's, you know, it's great fun to be at a festival and walk on stage, and there'd be, you know, 10 or 15,000 people there, and people singing along. And I mean, it's great, you know. I've been playing music for a long time, and I grew up, you know, in high school playing with my mates in bands, and, you know, we'd always imagine it, you know. And I've been fortunate enough to have some amazing experiences. And I have played overseas. I've toured overseas with... So I'm selling myself short a little bit. Like, I've done a bit overseas with the Black Armband more than anything, which has been an incredible experience. First time I ever went overseas was with the Black Armband, you know, and Ireland, and, you know, my father's Irish, and I'm Irish, you know, so to be able to go to...
33?
You know, 33, yeah.
That explains your partying.
Well, yeah.
The Irish.
Well, both sides. Yes. Oh, when I say partying, it's like, you know, look, I don't want to sort of harp on that too much because it's nothing really. I mean, it's boring. It's nothing that interesting, and it's certainly... I mean, you know, I'm 33. You mentioned the 33. I'm 33 now, and, you know, it's just about, you know, growing up. And just
absolutely,
you know, and just getting better.
You got a few more years before you grow up, Dan.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll be
dirty thirties.
No, I'll still be.
Well, I'm permanently 25.
Well, you look fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes,
it's all the makeup and the glitter.
Slap it on.
Joy.
We do want to mention, because there's a lot of Dan Soldan followers out there, and there is actually a good chance for you to go see his performance. This is for the Magnetic Tour, and that's on the 13th of November at 170 Russell Street in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So check it out. Be sure to check it out. It's going to be amazing. And hopefully he can give us a couple of free tickets too while we're here.
Well, not, I haven't got them on me. I'll make sure
that's
through.
VIPs.
I'm glad you're asking me now, which is true. You usually ask me at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Day before.
On the day.
Oh, no, the day.
On the day, that's
and
right.
I've got a policy. I'm just like, I call it the Sue Ramsey policy.
Well, yes.
Where I just go, well, no, bros. I don't even answer
that. I'm going to adopt that, actually.
That's a bit of a thing. On the day, 4 o'clock in the Arvo, I'm just walking into sound check. I was just wondering, is there any chance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just momentous, you know.
You're great at that.
Just having a moment, brother.
So as soon as though you've asked, it's so far in advance. I'll probably forget about it. Now.
Probably will now.
You will have to remind me on the day. Text, yes.
Yeah, remind me on the day.
Yeah, I will. So, yeah, check it out. Make sure you're there. 13th of November, 170 Russell Street in Melbourne. And, we know, for those who don't know, Miscellaneous is leaving. She's leaving me. Like, she's leaving my gig, Urban Dreaming, our gig. But she's coming back, she reckons.
So, yeah, unless I find a husband.
That's right, the Spaniard.
I'd actually like to move to Canada, so hopefully I'll find someone who wants to marry me and then I can stay there. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
I would love to come back and join you, yes. That's.
Yeah, you want to, or otherwise slap, boy.
It'll be.
I'll get Dan Soldan onto you.
I'll come back for a Christmas special. Oh, he's hoping.
Joy.
I think I'm doing okay on this big spaceship of a pandemic.
No, you're doing well.
Stop everything. Yes. Let's just play a CSA that I played 5 minutes ago.
Forget the questions for Dan.
I was right in the middle of my 10 quick questions.
Yeah. All right, only to hear the same
missile away.
So I ask these for every special guest. So you got to be quick with them.
Okay.
So try not to think about them too much. Yeah. Okay. So 10 quick questions with Dan Soldan. Your favorite color?
Purple.
Best memory?
Can't remember.
Favorite TV show?
QI.
Winter, summer, autumn, or spring?
Probably summer, but I don't mind any of them.
Oh, good.
I like all of them.
Vanilla or chocolate?
Vanilla.
Hey, too knowing that one.
Oh, yeah. I was like, ooh. Finish this sentence. I want to be.
I don't know.
A movie star.
Yeah. No, you could be. I want to be in bed.
Yeah. I want to be sleeping.
I want to be sleeping.
I want to be in the Hungry Jack's across the road getting some dinner.
City.
Or maybe a kebab. Yeah.
No, yuck. Anyway.
Anyway.
Come on, you should be quick with these questions. Come on,
shush. City or country?
Oh, yeah, it's a good one. I don't know. It's hard.
Both.
Both.
UK.
I can't say both, can I? I love the city.
Yeah.
And I love a big city too. I know
same.
Quick,
I'm the same.
Like a place like London or New York.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I was like, you know, I went to Shanghai a few years ago.
The energy. Yeah.
I love it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And you, I do love country though.
I like a good country too.
Yeah.
Ooh. UK or USA?
I really love the States. But I like the but the States are great, you know.
Yeah. States, okay, well, you can choose the USA. Like, it's,
I've got buffalo wings there. Yeah. I've got more buffalo wings there.
I love my buffalo wings. Oh. Beyonce or Halle Berry?
Beyonce.
Really?
Yeah.
And okay. Treaty or Recognize?
Are they mutually exclusive? I don't understand it.
That's fine. It's whatever you want it to be.
Let's just say sweeties
for
there.
Sweeties for treaties. Yes. That was probably the longest 10 quick questions that I've ever done. But you know,
like
30 questions. But thank you very much for doing my 10 quick questions and a little bit of an insight into you about I know that you like Hungry Jack's.
Well, sometimes, yeah. I don't really go for that stuff that often. Again.
Yeah.
Looking after myself a bit better these days.
Absolutely. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, looking a bit taut there, brother.
Even better.
And I must thank you as well on behalf of all of the brother boys and sister girls in the LGBTIQ community, because I know all the work and advocacy work that you and your brother do. And I just want to thank you very much for always, you know, fighting for us and standing by us.
Well, look, you know, I had someone talk to me and say, well, not everyone that's homosexual wants to get married. And it's like, yeah, but that's not the point. Mm. I'm straight most of the time, and I don't want to get married. Yeah. But it's about someone's fundamental right to not have to deal with discrimination from their own government. Thing is, if I want to get married, I can get married. Mm. You know, just got to find something and hold on to it. Yeah.
I might find you something in Canada then too. Yeah. I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, but yeah, but that's the thing. I can if I want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I was to fall in love with somebody, then I'd be allowed to marry them.
Yeah.
And so that's the point.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not necessarily whether someone really wants to or not. It's
having the right to
be able to say, well, I don't want to.
Mm.
Rather than someone else tell them you're not allowed to.
Having the choice.
Yeah, exactly. It's it's pretty simple as far as I'm concerned. Mm. It's just about doing the right thing and, you know, having the right outcome, you know. And it's you could say it's an opinion piece and it's something that everyone's individual opinions, and it's like, well, yeah, but... You know, your opinion could be that the world is flat, doesn't mean you're right.
Yeah.
You're entitled to that opinion, but it doesn't mean you're right.
Yeah,
you know?
And absolutely.
And it's the same thing with anything, like you know, it's a difference between someone's, you know, human rights and social rights.
And I think we're slowly becoming more conscious as a kind of race, I think. And I feel that there are, you know, this younger generation is much more savvy towards it all, I really think, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's the easiest thing to do in the world is to be nice.
Mm.
It is.
Mm.
It's hard. It's hard not being nice. And it's hard being hateful.
Yeah.
And it's hard being resentful and scared all the time.
Mm. Whenever I hate, I feel sick.
Yeah.
Every time
don't hate.
Yeah.
It's not a good energy.
I have to flick it off
except
straight away.
Sometimes.
Mm.
Except you sometimes. But, you know, when you're calling me at 4:30 in the afternoon.
That's that love and hate relationship with brother boys. That's different.
No,
that's
but I don't waste any time with it either.
Mm.
Look, I'm not saying that I don't get the shits totally, or that I don't get pissed off. Mm. Of course, you know.
It's a natural reaction.
It's natural, yeah. But as far as actual, you know, yeah, I just think it must be really hard to be a bigot. Mm. It must be really, really hard just to be so filled with so much this negativity and poison.
Well, congratulations on your album once again and this single, Magnetic.
Thank
you. I really admire your journey that you've gone on, you know, from your music to your acting career and, you know, on film and...
My acting career.
Well...
You hear that?
Yeah. Look out, Sir Rummy. But, you know, and I haven't really got to know you that much, but I do know you through friends and, you know, I really admire, you know, the journey that you go on and your passion and, you know, your wanting... of not being afraid. I love this thing of you not being afraid of things and actually jumping in there.
Well, the idea, I think, is not necessarily not to be afraid, but being okay with that.
Mm.
Not being afraid of being afraid of that.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, you know, and it's the same thing with negativity. You're always going to be pissed off at some points and not in a good mood all the time. But, you know, just as long as you can kind of be okay with that. And the same thing with fear and putting yourself out there. Mm. It's much easier to do that and be scared than it is to shy, for me anyway, to kind of shy away from any of it and try to, you know, I don't know, do things that I know aren't the right way to go about it.
Yeah.
Like being a pig or a bigot or something like that.
Yeah.
It's much easier just to be honest and have yourself out there, and it's a bit of fear.
And be able to sleep at night.
Well, that's right. It's about, you know, living on your feet, you know. it's dying on your feet rather than living on your knees. You know?
To be honest, but I think once you do tell people exactly what's been going on, it is. It's a big weight off your shoulders and off your chest.
I know
you know?
Hard, and I'm not sitting here thinking that I'm, you know, in any way, you know, I haven't got a superiority thing going on where I think that I'm right and whoever isn't and or whoever's a bigot is therefore just not a nice person. Because I think it is scary, and it's, you know, ignorance comes from fear and people are scared and they want to feel secure, and they, for some reason they think two women or two men getting married threatens their security in some way, because they don't know, you know. And these people,
they don't know.
They don't even know. So I feel sorry for them more than anything.
Absolutely.
There are some people out there that are just pigs. And then just flat out nice people.
You're missing out on, you know, gay people are so amazing and have fabulous parties. I'm like, you're missing out. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so just, true. Like, no, it's funny you said that, because there's a lot of
but
people
even
who
if someone doesn't want to hang out or meet any gay people or whatever. It's like, so what does it matter if they have a wedding?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not going to be invited anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to miss out on a really good party.
It's going to be a great party.
It's going to be an awesome party.
Yeah.
And you won't even have a smash at that party. Because
just think of the parties.
Never a smash at a gay party.
Absolutely.
Think of the parties,
people. Think of the parties. That's what I think.
Nah, it's true, man. Like, I'll tell you now, I've never really come across any violence at a gay bar. And that's, I can swear, probably twice in my life I've ever seen.
Last gay bar I went to was Throb.
A rip.
I saw that. Yes, I saw you.
Great. We've just done the Nemas, and I wanted a place to go where, you know, it'll be mellow, and it's like an oasis there, because Darwin, when it hits a certain time of the evening, you know, it can get a bit wild and woolly, you know, and you go to Throb and it's just people there just enjoying themselves. The straight people that are there know that they can just chill out.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about anything, and you can just relax. And of course, you know, everyone else.
I must have missed you there that night.
A good time. I don't know how you could have missed me.
What was this? This year?
Up on the bar.
Or was this last year?
Up on the bar. What?
No, it was 2014. It was 2 years.
Oh. Yeah, a couple of years back. Back in the
I would have been there though. I wonder where I was. Anyway,
you'd have been legged up somewhere on the floor there. joking. I got
behind
a pick a note tonight. Got a pick a note tonight. It's the last
friend
night.
Of mine, Michael Parisi, was there as well, who you know.
Yes,
and he was swinging from.
I reckon he's listening right now. So,
well, if he is, I'm, you know.
How are you, Michael?
Hello, Michael.
He's just talking about.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Hope he is.
And our friend Paddy was there as well. He actually wasn't, but we've written him into the story.
Love it.
So he was there. He was DJing.
Yeah, he was there. Point.
He was there. He was holding up the bar.
Yep. He had that big you know, the glitter globe on his head there.
Yeah,
glitter globe.
Yeah, he mirror ball. He walked home with it. The glitter globe.
A glitter globe. Also known as the mirror ball, everyone.
Yeah. Yes. Well, guys, it is about time for us to wrap Dan up, because he is a busy boy and he needs his sleep for tomorrow's rendezvous. No, just for
busy
his
schedule.
Just general, you know,
what
schedule,
is going on tomorrow?
What's happening tomorrow?
I've got
Dan?
A couple of meetings.
Yeah, I thought so.
We'll catch up with Mum, have a bit of lunch.
Deadly. Send my love, please.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and it'll be good.
Just a reminder, too, don't forget that he has his tour. He's got his show on the 13th of November. Mm. That's at 170 Russell Street in Melbourne.
170 Russell, it's the old billboards.
Yeah, that
for
one.
For those who remember the old billboards nightclub.
I don't know, I was probably too drunk when I went there.
Well, I'll have to come, I'm going to miss that, so I'm going to have to try and find one when you come back to Melbourne.
Hopefully I'll come over to Canada.
Come to Canada, yeah. And meet my husband.
I will.
And we'll all have a big gay marriage.
What did you say?
Winning.
What did you say?
Eduardo.
Eduardo.
Enrique, something.
Yeah, General something.
General something, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, yeah, make sure you tune in.
Off The Simpsons. Oh, the really camp Hispanic guy that, I forget his name.
Who did?
I don't remember him.
Goes, he goes, General something. Stupid lady. You don't remember.
I don't remember
he's a generic character. I don't even think he's got a name.
Oh, he's just the Latino that just pops up
really,
every now and then.
Really flamboyant. Camp Latino guy. Yeah.
I've never
stupid
seen
lady.
Him.
Stupid lady.
I have never seen him. Well, I'm gonna Google it when I get
home.
Google it now. Loud joke. So yeah, just only because I'm trying to keep time for you, but you're okay to hang around, aren't you, Dan?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Let's listen to another song of yours.
Oh,
under the skin. Dance off.
Coldplay comes over, my head starts to shake. It's only so long that a groan make it wane. Boys will come and boys will go, but we need a minute taking it slow. I put on my favorite clothes. Under your skin, keep on pulling me under your skin. Keep on pulling me under your skin. You keep on pulling me under your skin. Keep on pulling me under your skin. You keep on pulling me under your skin.
Joy.
Yes, you're on Urban Dreaming. The time is 11:44. You're with Sarami Miscellaneous and having fun in the studio with Dan Sultan.
You cut off that song pretty early there.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't blame me. Blame the CSAs, man. Not used to this stuff, you know. Just trying to keep up.
Going very well.
I was on a strict call. You have to make sure you play the CSAs, so I'm playing them.
No, that's right. We're getting him in. That's okay.
Yeah, it's deadly. And that song just before was Dan Sultan with Under Your Skin. And that's the song we mentioned before, actually, the one that we used with the Bangarra dancers.
Yeah.
How cool was that?
It was cool, yeah. But like,
getting all raunchy there, you know.
Well, a little bit, yeah. But
and it wasn't just with the women. It was with the men, too.
Going for it.
Yeah, just going for it. He was holding on.
Flustered in the studio now.
No, it was great. And, you know, up to Sydney for the day, hanging with all those guys. You know, I've known, as you have, you know, I've known those people a long time now. And worked together. Obviously, I'm a fan, you know, huge fan of theirs. I actually didn't see the last show. Which I regret. But other than that, I've seen every show for years.
Yeah, an avid supporter.
But it's a family, you know, and it's we had fun. There were big fireworks. I can't remember what for. I think it was for the big naval fleet. They were doing something like the naval fleet. Yeah,
yeah. No, it was for you. Just pretend it was for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. No, they were showing off the big fleet or something up Sydney Harbour, and so the Navy put on a big fireworks display thing. So we finished the day's work, and we were right there on the harbour, which is where their studio is. And,
so beautiful there.
We just sat out there and, you know, beautiful.
Mm.
It's great.
Very nice.
Wrapped up.
Under the stars. The blanket.
So the question on everyone's lips, I think, is, so are you... in love single at the moment? Are you single or what's happening?
I'm single.
Single, oh.
Look out now. Gosh, you got the shingles.
Maybe
are you single?
Shingles.
Yeah, shingles. Yeah, look, it's just, you know.
Are you looking?
Not particularly.
No.
That's the best time. That's when you find someone, well, you know, who's going to be good to you.
I shouldn't really say anything, but I've been single for a little bit now. And I actually love my independence. I just can't think of anything. I love my place. I'm like, I don't want anyone in here. Like,
Well, you've got to love your budgie too.
Well, I do. You know, I look after that. but you know, like it's that thing. I think, you know, my age as well, my real age, you know, you get to the point where you...
26,
that's right, next month.
16.
And 16. I don't know where you just... I'm really loving my independence and, you know, just going with the flow and having a good time here in Melbourne and not putting any pressure on that as well and not going, you know, feeling like I need to be in a relationship or I need, you know, it's just if it happens, it happens and, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I'm kind of pretty comfortable in my own skin and, you know, I'm really busy.
Yeah.
You know, so that's fine. I've got a lot of really, really dear friends, you know, a lot of good, really good mates and... You know, plenty, like a very active social life, you know, but it's nice, you know, and it's,
Do you have downtime?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do for your downtime? Do you?
I just catch up with mates.
Mates, yeah.
Or I just, you know, chill out on my own.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I got a cat. I got a three-legged cat.
Aww.
His name's Boof.
Boofy, how is Boofy?
He's good.
I saw Boofy the other night and I freaked out because I've known Boofy to have four legs and now he's got three legs.
No, what happened?
I had to break it up. This dog came around the house. Someone I used to know brought this dog around. And
did you say you could break it off?
Yeah. It got lockjaw.
It was, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I had to stick my thumb up the dog's ass to get it to let go of the lockjaw.
Like you do.
Sorry, I'm really confused.
It's full on. So the cat was... Basically, yeah, the dog locked onto him.
Ah!
So it was a pit bull. And it was a beautiful dog to me and humans and all that, but just a cat. And apparently it had killed a cat before and killed a rabbit or something before. So just a mental case when it comes to...
Oh, my Lord.
Fluffy things.
But he's a survivor,
he all right
that
now?
Fella.
Like, is he...
Boof. Yeah. Fine.
Like, of course
he's
all right.
Yeah, like,
that's Boof.
He's just getting around. He's just can still get up and on his...
I've got to tell you, this is so funny.
You know,
I went to Dan's house the other night and I seen Boof and he was standing up in the kitchen and he looked a little bit uncomfortable. He was like, do I come towards you or what do I do? That's sort of the feeling I had. Next minute, Boof just ran so fast, man. I've never seen a cat run so fast on three legs.
Yeah.
It just...
They're pretty amazing, though, animals. Amazing. How they adjust their weight. And,
well, yeah, he's brought these... He's got his front left leg, so... You can still get his spring and everything. So he's brought his front right leg into the middle now. And he just holds it in the middle and I can see that side of his body is like beefed up a bit.
Yeah.
He had a hard time for the first little bit, but he's fine now. Little
fella.
Yeah.
Boofa Dingus. Like Homer J. Simpson. Boofa Dingus. Another Simpsons reference. Got a text.
Do you like The Simpsons?
Love The Simpsons. Well, got a text through from a really dear friend of ours, Hank Azaria. Was the name
It was a Latino
Chichino or something. And he pretty much plays the same character in The Birdcage.
Yeah.
Or in Bird.
Yeah,
yes.
And he does
he does all the voices.
The Indian shopkeeper as well.
Apu. What's his
name? Apu, yeah.
Yeah.
He does the voices.
Well, on The Simpsons
too.
He does a bunch of voices, yeah. But he's hilarious.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite. His character is fiery.
Yes.
What's his name, Frederico? What's your man's name?
What's your man's name? Come on, you can't forget
that
man's
sorry,
name.
Oh, sorry, Eduardo.
Eduardo.
How could I never forget my husband's name, Eduardo?
Yeah. Well, you'll know when you meet him.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, well, actually, I'd really like, I wouldn't mind an Canadian Aboriginal husband. So, look, I'm not fussy, actually. No,
you know, you've gone through every country so far.
Take whatever's on offer. So, you know.
You go to Taiwan as well.
I am, yes. I'm not racist. I'll tell you, I'm very international and I like to try all the cuisines, let me tell you. Or maybe they should taste me.
Bit of cottage cheese there, love.
You've never met, besides tonight, you've never met Miscellaneous, have you?
I think I've met Miscellaneous.
Oh, yes, you have. I think it might have been with Constantina. I think we were.
Yeah. Two worlds collide. Constantina Bush and Miscellaneous.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
The funniest thing.
The club wasn't big enough.
No, nothing.
No,
that moon wasn't
the
big enough.
The recent NEMA Awards, I told you. Yeah, the recent NEMA Awards, I told you. I interviewed her, and the first time in my life, I've seen her speechless. She didn't have a comeback. I was like.
And she always has a comeback.
She always has a comeback. I just said that she'd put on a little bit of weight on live television. She didn't know what to say. She's my sister. I can say that.
Yeah.
It was true.
That's your DJ from another media.
That's right. Yes. But well, I'm going to be sad leaving you, Sarami.
Yeah. You know what? I hate you right now.
That's all right. You're going to have, you know, you can get some, there'll be no one as good as me to replace me, but you can get other people in to, you know, sit here and...
Well, no, you actually, to be honest, last week I was meant to have a special guest as well come in and they didn't rock up and I panicked because I'm used to having my co-host with me.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah. No, it wasn't you. You bastard. It was him.
Fairness, I'd flown up to Sydney for the day.
That's right, yeah.
And I was coming back at and I was going to come straight from the airport and it was a long day.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Thank you.
No, it was fine though. I actually did okay. I improvised the whole evening and I think I did okay anyway. I felt okay. Was it okay? I don't know. No, it felt good. And I'm thinking, you know what? I don't need miscellany.
So from now on, you're sacked.
Yeah. Nah, I'm going to miss you terribly. And you're going to play a song for us later, actually, before we head off, aren't you?
Yes.
And actually, what am I speaking of? The time's almost up. We've only got 7 minutes.
I know.
So you want to choose a song.
Okay.
What you got?
Well, I don't know. Do you have a song? Is that you, like a song that's...
I was going to play another Dan song, but, you know, we could...
Oh, we've just been flogging my songs.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm happy to have a Dan song as my parting song.
What are we going to play?
Well, you've played one of my... You've played...
Let's play the single again. No.
Yeah, let's play it multiple times.
I reckon we played it.
All right, go on then.
You guys... Check it out. This is the song that's, you know, what this is what Dan's here for.
Single coming out.
He's on his tour, guys. For those who don't know, it's the Magnetic Tour on the 13th of November at the Russell Street.
170
Russell Street, Melbourne.
And, I should say as well, just before you do chuck it on, that I'd like to thank my neighbours throughout the whole recording process because they've heard this song a lot. And at my house and my friends, you know,
those people must think he must be a huge Dan Salter fan.
After being up for dinner or something like that, oh, Jessica, man, he just loves that Dan Salter. The guy in the corner.
Yeah.
You see that guy? Yeah.
He loves Dan Salter.
And that's a big no-no. You know, it's kind of a real shame job.
It's not a shame job. You should be proud of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's like, you know, in the industry, it's like, you don't do that.
No, I...
But, you know, so that's my kind of guilty industry, pleasure. So thanks to my neighbours.
Yeah.
For allowing you to...
Well, just for not allowing... Like, I do it anyway.
Yeah. But they don't have a choice.
Just copying it.
It's all right, bro. Someone's got to love your music.
Oh!
I'll play this for you now. One more time. Magnetic. It's a beautiful song. Yes, Dan Sultan there, and once more Shame in the studio with us. And it's time to wrap up, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so sad.
I know.
Miscellaneous is leaving me. I just had to mention that. Once more, just to rub it in.
I'm leaving. I'll send you some. I'll send you some photos.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
From Canada and New York.
Mm-hmm. With Rodriguez.
Eduardo.
Eduardo.
Sorry, and maybe Rodriguez as well, if I'm lucky.
Awesome. Oh, no, it's been a pleasure having you on in our station. Dan, thank you so much for staying pleasure. For the whole hour. That's awesome.
Sorry, I was just texting. Sorry. Yeah. I'm paying attention.
Oh, you are.
You can get away with that on radio, though. Though. Get away with that.
Yeah. No, it's been my pleasure, really.
Should we get a feed from here, get some Hungry Jacks or what?
Glad I got to catch Miscellaneous.
Yeah, thank you.
Jet set it around the planet.
Yeah.
Hungry Jacks.
Slinging
Hungry
Jacks.
Awesome. Haven't met him.
Hungry Slack.
Is he hungry?
But yeah, all the best with
Hungry Blacks.
All the best with this little tour.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And I can't wait to hear all about it from Sir Rummy.
Yeah.
And his ticket he got. Be put in early.
Don't myself. I'm a all by myself. All right, guys. Thank you so much. The time is now almost over. In 5, 4, lie, countdown, nothing. No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you once again for joining us. And, you know, it's always been good to have our listeners on board. And thank you, Mr. Lanius. Thank you, Dan. Love you all.
Bye. Yeah, well.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.